So joined by Florence Friar Kelsey. And Florence, what are your most enduring memories of the war?
Well, now, it was the night of the Easter Tuesday night, because before that it was a phony war. We didn't nobody realize that any of the German Luftwaffe could ever reach Northern Ireland. We were kind of lulled into a false sense of security. And I was the eldest of the family, and there was no room for me in the coal hold, so I had to go under the stairs. And my father was out on duty, which was very worrying. He was in the police, and he was out, and my mother seemed to be, I was the eldest of six, and my mother would say, "They are our planes going over." And they were going over in relays, and you could see under the table, I could see where every time a mine or bomb went off, you could see the light and that. And I was sent to the door after a particular loud bomb, and I saw sailors carrying people without arms over their shoulder to the DEMS on the Grove, which was a converted school to a hospital. And the next morning when the lull came, I remember running over the Grove, which it seems there was mines embedded in. I've only found that out lately. And the place, North Belfast, was just literally wrecked. The mills, and Gainsborough Drive, his whole family's lost, the people that I had gone to school with. And it was all together a horrific night, and we had to find somewhere else to live, because our yard. We were moved out to the country, and we saw the terrible raid in May from our country place. It was out near Saintly, and we had two or three families with us out of Alexander Park Avenue, and we were so glad that we were not in the middle of the raid again. I remember that, though we didn't like being out there, because it meant you had to get a bus into your work every day, for I worked from 14. There was no, in the Belfast Cooperative, well, better put that down. And Agnes Street was where I had started, but it was a Craigie Road. I cycled into in the summer, and in the bus from Joy Street, I went in the winter. But we had reconnaissance flights after that, but there wasn't any real raids after that. We just were lulled back into a security that the war would soon end. Rations, I would cycle from my aunt's bar with eggs and anything extra for the family, back and forth. My family were evacuated before we went out to the country. They had been evacuated before the raid to, where was it? Ocher, Clocher, to a family there. And I remember when I asked my brother, he said we had to use the servants' entrance to it. They didn't stay very long, because the people seemed to be, they didn't really want people in Northern Ireland, maybe in other places, but the evacuation was different.